Hello world, my name is Harmony and I am a medical cannabis patient here to educate you about medical cannabis. Today we are doing something a little bit different. We are doing a product review of Louvre from Randy's Smoking Accessories. So, what is a Louvre? A Louvre is a unique vaporizer from Randy's Culture Pioneers. It has a glass top that looks like a wine glass and a base that it sits on and you turn on, a silicone piece that lets the vapors seep through the left and right side, and under it you can take the top off so you can screw and unscrew the metal cartridges. If you look closely, they have coils similar to dabbing vaporizers. I was actually hesitant to try smoking flower out of it because it didn't look like they had an alternative cartridge, but that's what we mostly use and it's fine. How does the Louvre work? You have to charge it when you first get it. You fill up the cartridge with flower or concentrate, and this looks like it's made more for concentrate. Screw it in and put the top and glass back on. Press the power button 5 times, and then when it blinks, hold down the power button for as much vapor as you want, and then let go when you want it to stop. Then you pick the glass off of the base, and you simply sip your vapor. You can change the voltage by pressing the power button 3 times. Yellow is 2.5 voltages, blue is 3.0 voltages, green is 3.5 voltages, and red is 4.0 voltages. It has a 5-10 thread. It has a 5-10 thread, so you'll be able to screw on your cartridge pens and vape the concentrate from that as well. What's the difference between this and a bong? When you use a bong, you're using fire or butane to burn the cannabis, which can come with some drawbacks. You're burning off a lot of cannabinoids and terpenes, which is what makes cannabis smell and taste so good, but they also have medical properties, and that is what drives your high. You're also inhaling burnt material, like ash and carcinogens. Not to mention dirty bacteria-filled water for those that don't clean their bongs as much. Vaporizing doesn't reach the high temperature as fire does and creates an even burn. It keeps the terpenes intact, so you'll get more flavor and more of a unique high. A lot of people say that vaporizing is a cleaner high to them. To me, smoking weed is like a baseball hit to your head high, and vaporizing is like floating on a cloud high. With vaporizing, you can also almost customize your high because you can set certain temperatures for yourself, which can activate different terpenes and cannabinoids. With this particular device, though, there is an added bonus. It's cleaner and shareable. With the bong, you gotta put it to your lips and... on the mouthpiece and suck it. If you're sharing with friends, you're either sharing those germs or having to sanitize the mouthpiece every time. But because you sip this like wine, your lips don't even have to touch the device. It's easier to share and you don't spread those germs. My experience with the Louvre. I love this thing. My tolerance got higher, so I was having a bit of trouble getting high smoking or doing my low dose edibles. I'm also still trying to be careful of anxiety with cannabis. But I will say, I've gotten medically high almost every time with this thing. I love how you can control how much smoke you make, and you can also set the temperature. You can't taste it as much as you would be able to in a portable vaporizer, or maybe bong, but I think that's because of the wide top. But regardless, it's a clean, medicated high that, for me, can last a while. It looks really cool, and when it's out on a coffee table, you wouldn't be able to tell what it is. To me, it kind of looks like a lava lamp or one of those, like, fancy incense things. What are the pros? Vaporizing instead of smoking, so you are getting the terpenes and not the carcinogens. You are able to do both flower and concentrate, but most people might prefer concentrates on this device. It's clean and discreet. No more sharing mouth germs or worrying about cannabis paraphernalia on display. It also has a long battery life. A couple of cons, it is a bit expensive, $200. I got it as a birthday present. There is only 2 to 3 times that you can use it before you need to refill it. Who would I recommend this to? If you're into cannabis and love looking and love, if you're into cannabis and love different looking devices, and you're interested in or would like or like to vaporize your cannabis, I recommend this. If you're a concentrate connoisseur, I would recommend giving this a try. And if you're a bit afraid of smoke, but still want to inhale cannabis for a quicker onset medication, I would recommend this. Who would I not recommend this to? Losers, peasants, your mom. But for real, I wouldn't recommend this if you have a high tolerance and are lazy and don't want to mess with refilling the cartridge a lot. I wouldn't recommend this if you can't afford it. There are other vaporizers online that are transportable and cheaper than a desktop vaporizer, though all good vaporizers are going to cost you some money. I will have the link to get your Louvre in the description. And that is my review on the Louvre from Randy's. I hope you guys enjoyed. I do want to start doing my podcast more, so hopefully this is the start of a new. I will see you guys next time.